Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about Brazil's groundbreaking payment system, PIX.
PIX, huh? I've heard whispers. Fill me in. What's the big deal?
Well, launched in 2020, PIX is a free, instantaneous digital payment system. Think of it as incredibly easy digital cash. You just need a phone number, national ID, or QR code. Boom. Payment sent.
Sounds simple enough. So, how popular are we talking?
Hugely. It's become Brazil's most popular payment method, overtaking cash and cards. We're talking 63 billion transactions in 2024, moving trillions of reais. It's been a rocket ship. No other country has adopted a similar system this quickly.
Wow, those numbers are staggering. But how has this impacted the Brazilian banking sector? It sounds like a potential disruptor.
Absolutely. It's shaken things up. PIX has spurred competition, especially benefiting smaller firms. They can compete without needing expensive branches or ATMs. Take Nubank, for example. They've exploded in growth thanks to PIX, becoming the world's largest digital bank outside China.
Fascinating. I see. So what about the costs? Who's footing the bill for all this free and easy transferring?
Well, it's free for consumers and incredibly cheap for merchants. The fees average a tiny 0.22%, a fraction of what card transactions cost. It's even forcing traditional banks to lower their fees. It's a win-win for consumers and many businesses.
Okay, so huge benefits for consumers and smaller banks. But what about the potential downsides? There has to be a catch, right?
Well, the Central Bank of Brazil, BCB, controls PIX entirely. They run the infrastructure and hold all the transaction data. This level of centralized control has drawn criticism. Some worry about privacy, especially in a less than democratic setting.
That's a valid concern. What about security? A single point of failure could be catastrophic.
Exactly. A system-wide failure would be far more disruptive than an issue at a single bank. However, Brazilians seem pretty unconcerned for now.
So, PIX is only in Brazil?
Not anymore. It's expanding internationally, particularly in Latin America. Even remittances are being explored, potentially undercutting those expensive money transfer services. PIX is also paving the way for Brazil's own digital currency, the Drex. The BCB is already piloting it.
Whoa, that's a game changer. So overall, PIX seems like a massive success story, despite the centralization concerns. It's like a digital financial revolution, isn't it?
Definitely. However, the government's recent attempt to increase transparency on larger transactions caused a huge public backlash due to misinformation, impacting Lula's approval ratings. A stark reminder of the challenges that can come with such groundbreaking technology.
That's a fascinating paradox. So a powerful tool with huge potential, but also requiring delicate handling. Thanks for this illuminating discussion on PIX. I'm excited to see what the future holds for this innovative payment system.
You're welcome. It's certainly a story worth watching. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.